Hello, guess who's back? I've been on a little hiatus. This your girl T Baby, and you know, every time I take a little break, I let y'all know that hey, still been living life, glad to still be here, and all that good stuff. Hope y'all still tuning in, and giving your girl a little, little nod whenever I stop in, And for those have been still following my podcast, I'm still here. And I'm still on my other, medias that you all have maybe been knowing about, So enough of that, because I have a subject matter and a formed question that I'm gonna put out here today, and I'm gonna elaborate on it a little bit as much as possible. So, and knowing me by now, if it's a little continuation, I'll get to it. But let's start off. So my formed question and topic is, why though? So why though is something that I'm really wanting to dig into and want to know why though, for several things. And I may be sharing this with some of my listeners about why though. Like, sometimes you want to know really why. Why though? Why does it have to be a certain way? Why do things turn into things that they turn into? Situations, life paths, anything that questions or makes you question why though? Why do you have to endure things that, like say an ailment or anything, it sometimes is perceived as something that makes you stronger, which is really something that you would hope, because if you've persevered through anything that had you doing any questioning of why are you going through this, what is causing this issue to be going on? And I've learned that I've questioned myself a lot about situations in my life that I was wondering why there's people that come in and out of my life that have made me feel a certain way, made me believe anything that they may have told me, anything that has affected me and in any way that's given me any thought process has made me question why though. Why, I feel as if you're giving me question, I'm gonna dig into the why of that, so that's what I want to know. If someone out here in this podcast listening is questioning why though, you want to know why things are a certain way in your situation, in your life, and when you get to the point where you've done your fair share of really looking into why, and though you maybe have not found the reason why or anything that would give you a good lead to why, I don't want to just say that the answer is not there or going to be found. That's just based upon the situation and the whole dynamics, and so I'm a believer in saying this, you know, if it's meant for me to know, I'll know, you know, and I'm developing that thought process now even more so because I've been dealing with situations that have me questioning, why though? You know, if you've told me one thing or you've addressed the situation with me or circumstances are changed, you know, and all of a sudden you change up on me, I'm wondering why though. You know, if you were telling me something in the beginning and you're not wanting to follow up for whatever reason, you know, things have changed, whatever, you know, honest, you could have just been honest with me and let me know that versus having me question why though. That's the issue that I've been experiencing. You know, I don't want you to just feel as if when it comes to that point, you can't just tell me why, you know, why. And that's with good merit. I feel like that's something that anyone should want to understand. When something is questionable, I'm understanding that, you know, without knowing why, it would be something that's just left without answers, you know, and I don't want to say that someone necessarily owes your answer, but then again, they really do, you know, and it's something that's in all fairness, you know, and people nowadays, I don't believe, feel like they should have to be honest or just openly allowing you to know the reason why behind their actions. They feel like that that's their own personal belief of wanting to keep to themselves to some extent. When I feel like when you're engaging with someone in any type of way, you should have the decency to be able to allow yourself to let a person know why and be really just transparent with your actions. So yeah, I'm wanting to know that. I'm not really on my own with this thought. You know, if you all want to get out here and just question about or even just comment, hey, I'm always, like I said, open to you all's comments, questions, because I'm just all for it. You know, I haven't, since I've been doing the podcast, had anyone, as of yet, you know, reach out or question or ask, you know. So I don't know if it's just the vibe that I give that's like, okay, I'm just here for the listen and I'm out, you know, but whatever, I'm cool with that, you know, if the, it is what it is with that, you know, if y'all decided that y'all don't want to comment, hey, or any questions, hey, I'm good with that too, but you know, that the platform is here and it's open, so yeah. But okay, back to the addressing of the why though. You know, so like I was saying, I'm just wanting to know that, you know, why there is those people that just keep considering themselves the type of person or putting themselves out there to be that type of person where they're believable, they're trustworthy, they're et cetera, et cetera. But then when it comes back to it, it's like they give you that reason of questioning why though. And you know, I can say that I can hold my own on saying that I've never just said that I've not been in fault of, you know, I can say my actions being a bit more temperamental or a bit maybe, you know, too much at that particular moment, but that is because I am the type of person that if I've tolerated so much to the extent of where now I'm going to have to say something or react in a certain way, I'm going to do so, and I'm not going to really consider the consequences of those actions because of that. And I've really corrected that issue with myself because I'm aware of that. And so with that being said, moving forward, I am now allowing myself to become a person of being able to say, you know, the actions in the past do not reflect on me moving forward and becoming a better version of myself, and knowing that I am capable of learning from my mistakes and being able to understand that I am always a growing, living being as long as I am still with life. And I am greatly appreciative of it, and I don't take that for granted. So I've learned to be a bit less harsh towards myself, even when I've made mistakes that I'm like, wow, did I do that? Or did I react that way? So it's like, okay, I've learned to just correct it and move on, you know? And so that's why I find myself at times questioning the why, though, because it's like I've become a person of where I am able to just say, you know what? I know that no one is without fault. I'm not questioning that. That is not the issue. The issue that I have that I am addressing is the why, though. I'm going to keep emphasizing it because this is really what this episode is about. Why? You don't have to just say, oh, I'm going to do this and then turn around and don't do it. Why though? You don't have the reason to say that you feel a certain way or you're doing something a certain way and then do not allow yourself to act accordingly and follow up with anything that you have presented as something that you are trying to resolve anything or correct or anything around the issue at hand. Why though? Why did you not take the full responsibility to make certain that you did what you were supposed to do on your behalf? And then when something happens in the reaction of you not doing something, it's placed back on the blame of the reason why it was not done. So with that being said, it's like a constant conflict of interest of the issue of what's being resolved or what's being dealt with. It's like, okay, I'm not a person of placing blame. I'm not like that. I don't like the fact of feeling like I seem to be placed blame up on as well. So as a person that will resolve that, if I feel as if someone has that issue with me in any situation and says that, okay, you are at blame for this happening this way, or this is the reason why, because you provoked that reaction, etc., I will take full responsibility for my actions. I have no problem with that. The issue is that it will, with return, have that statement being made by myself that if I was not put into that situation to where I had to react that way, then that would not have happened. So with that being said, I will apologize when I am wrong. I have no issue with that. And I will take my responsibility. And in the same note, I will address the fact that I have been put in that position initially, because there is no pass on allowing my feelings of the situation being unsaid, because that is not in my person to do so. And if someone has an issue with that, you know, and if someone becomes a part of that situation in any type of way, whether it's directly or indirectly, then that will have to be addressed at that moment. But needless to say, I am a big believer on not allowing the issues of the why, though, not being addressed. So, hey, like I said, you know, that's my episode for today, as far as with the why. You know, I've elaborated far enough. And with that being said, you know, it was good to be back. I hope everyone is good and taking care and all that good stuff. And until next time, T-Baby is out.